Squat, our last best hope for airtime on WFMU Radio, WFMU.org, and all week long at Mediasquat.net. I'm Douglas Rushkoff. I used to say Media Squat is open source, bottom up radio looking to solutions to some of the problems engendered by our top down, relentless society, but fact is, this is not open source radio. I mean, you're welcome to do with these broadcasts what you like, but it's not open source in that there is not a large contingent of people contributing radio, contributing files, audio. And I think on some level, I'm barking up the wrong tree to be asking you guys to do that. And in some ways, I think it reveals some of the fallacies of a completely open culture. I mean, I know it's popular in online circles anyway, you know, the Boing Boing and other online environments to talk about how everything should be free, everything should be free of copyright, everything should be shared. But that's not ultimately true. I mean, the hive mind is a great thing, the open source world is a great thing, but not everything needs to be grist for everybody else's mill. Not every piece of work we do needs to necessarily immediately be the fodder for someone else to do something with it. At least for someone else you don't know to do something with it. It's funny, I mean, a lot of people complain that my last book, Life Inc., was not released with a, you know, Creative Commons open blah 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 license. But none of the Creative Commons licenses demand that at least a person ask me. You know, at least that I have the chance to engage with whoever it is that wants to engage with my work while I'm still alive. You know, I gave my book to anybody who asked me for it. The only requirement I made was that someone had to actually email me. I mean, and that's not even engaging with me, but someone had to just email me and ask me for the book. Now, nowhere in the Creative Commons, in those three possible Creative Commons licenses, do they say, you've got to just ask the person or just tell the person what you want to do. You know, if I'm going to write a book and you want to remix it, just tell me what you want to do. And I'll either say yes or yes, but. How about that? I can say yes, remix it. This is a cool idea. I approve. Or yes, remix it, but I think it's a stupid idea and I don't approve. And you've got to at least say that I thought it was a stupid idea before you do it, so that I'm still involved, you know, and so that the work that I create, if I'm not going to make money from it, which it doesn't look like many of us are anymore, at least the work I make can serve the purpose I wanted it to serve when I took the time and put my value into it, which is to reach out and engage with someone else, that these are flares that we're sending up to try to find like-minded others, to interact, to at least get that out of what we do. The other issue with open, open to everything, always open, is that we end up usually just copying something. You know, There's some terrific open source efforts so far in the last 10 or 20 years, but when you look at what have they done, you know, okay, they did Linux. Linux is a beautiful thing, but what is Linux really? Linux is a copy, a group created copy of Unix. You know, we got Wikipedia. What is Wikipedia? Wikipedia is a terrific group effort copy of Encyclopedia Britannica. Better in some ways, worse in some ways, better in many ways. But what is Firefox? I mean, Firefox is basically a copy of Explorer or Netscape or Mosaic. You know, the true open source, nobody's paid, we're all just collecting social currency for our output, doesn't really yield new, original, unique human output. You know, you don't get genuinely original or, dare I say, individualized output that way. You don't get creative content. You know, you may get Creative Commons, but you don't get Nabokov, you know, you don't get Bucky Fuller. And in terms of our guest today, you certainly don't get Robert Anton Wilson. Robert Anton Wilson, in some ways, was about open culture, but in some ways, he was about the very opposite. You know, open culture is a whole bunch of minds working on one thing, in theory. Well, Robert Anton Wilson is one person working in a whole bunch of minds. You know, the beauty of multiple perspectives really starts to come across when those multiple perspectives are being experienced by a single consciousness moving through time. You know, that's where you get the wonder and the absurd wrinkles. You know, yes, one of Robert Anton Wilson's main contributions to thought was to help people understand that each of us is living in our own reality tunnel, right? And we can pop out of one reality tunnel sometimes, but that usually just means that you're in another one. Sometimes that weird gap, that space between reality tunnels, is a fun place to be, you know, however long you can hold on to it. And that's why people love to trip on acid or smoke pot or have really out-of-body or in-body sexual experiences. It's that moment of transition when you realize, oh, I could be in this tunnel, I could be in that tunnel, rather than being in a specific one and sort of locked down. And I get that an open source participatory, you know, hive on some level should be capable of bringing all those reality tunnels together into single cultural creations. But for the most part, that's not what we get. For the most part, in order for a large group to work together, you end up with kind of least common denominator factors and values, bringing them all together. You don't end up with something as complex and multifaceted as the consciousness of a single individual. Certainly not a single individual like Robert Anton Wilson.